Welcome to the Daf in Practice series. This is Rabbi Avraham Schmidman discussing the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis points out that if a person did not recite Birchos HaTorah, but recited Ava Rabba prior to the recitation of Kriya Shema, then one need not recite Birchos HaTorah. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch rules in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Zayin. The question that arises is, what happens if a person wakes up and they have only enough time to recite Kriya Shema? They don't have enough time to recite Ava Rabba before. They don't have enough time to recite Birchas HaTorah. Should such a person recite Kriya Shema and forego the recitation of Birchas HaTorah? Or would we say that since the standard operating procedure is that you must recite Birchas HaTorah first, that that's what should be followed? The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Ches Amud Aleph and as well on Menachas Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis points out that when a person recites Kriya Shema, a person fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if the recitation of Kriya Shema is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it is prohibited to study Torah, to read Torah, without the recitation of Birchas HaTorah, and one should have to recite Birchas HaTorah first, even if it means that one will not be able to recite Kriya Shema bizman. However, we find that the Chidah has a tshuva in the Yosef Omitz, Simen Samach Vav, where he points out that when it comes to any mitzvah, we are of the opinion that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you have to have in mind that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah and you're not aware that you're doing the mitzvah, so you don't get credit for doing the mitzvah. So when we recite Kriya Shema, people don't have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Consequently, they don't fulfill the mitzvah, and since they don't fulfill the mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah don't have to be recited prior to the recitation of Shema. This is also the viewpoint of Reb Hershleib Fromer, more well known for his Chibur Eretz Tzvi, in a work that he wrote, a lesser known work called Siach HaSodeh, in the Shar Birkas Hashem in Simen Aleph. The Stipler, in his commentary to Brachos at the end of Simen Yudalid, points to a Taisvis on our Amud to bring a proof to this idea as well. Because Taisvis quotes from the Yerushalmi that says that the only way that Ava Rabba works in place of Birkas HaTorah is only if a person immediately studies Torah after the davening. However, if a person did not study Torah immediately afterwards, one has not fulfilled one's obligation. The Beis Yosef asks in Aruch Chaim Simen Vav that Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. So there in and of itself one fulfills the obligation. But the Beis Yosef answer is that no, that really Kriya Shema is only a form of tachanunim. So one sees that even though a person has recited Kriya Shema, it's not considered having studied Torah, since a person is not having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of studying Torah. Now the Chai Yodam in Klal Tesef Katan Gimel quotes the Gra that a person must always recite Birchas HaTorah prior to Kriya Shema, because the recitation of Kriya Shema is a kiyam, a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. L'halacha l'maaseh, we hold that one should always recite Birchas HaTorah before Kriya Shema. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, cited by the Madonna Yosher and others, says that if a person has only a couple of moments and is not going to be able to recite Kriya Shema bizmano, if he recites Birkas HaTorah, then he says it would be permissible to recite Kriya Shema even though one has not recited Birkas HaTorah.